This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Catholic church leaders in Colorado say they'll adhere to guidance from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, encouraging members to seek alternatives to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. CPR's Andrew Dukakis reports.
The concern is Johnson & Johnson used cell lines from an aborted fetus to produce it. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines used similar cell lines, but only for research. The church doesn't seek to prohibit members from getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, only to discourage it, says Veronica Ambule. She's spokeswoman for the Diocese of Colorado Springs.
If people have a choice on which vaccine they're going to get, they should try to go with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine.
Governor Jared Polis has said if people don't want the vaccine they're offered, they can ask for an alternative, but they may have to wait. Andrew Dukakis, CPR News.
Colorado's drought conditions have held steady for the last week. More than half of the state is in an extreme drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows about 16% is in an exceptional drought, mostly in the western half of the state. That category is as bad as it gets. There's one small spot of relief. In southern Colorado, in parts of Rio Grande, Sahuacha, and Alamosa, the area is considered abnormally dry, but not in a drought. It is raining in Denver right now. I can see it out my window, actually. It is 37 degrees, and snow is expected tonight. Stay safe, stay warm, stay tuned. This is CPR News.